everyday study. Sign up today at joycemeyer.org/Bible study.
Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.
Let me tell you about the Anglican Church of the Holy Spirit. We are a conservative, Bible-believing church where the gospel of Jesus Christ is believed and presented without apology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information, or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Everything of the increase of his government. This is what you got to know. This will change how you think and see things, because God don't want just us to lock ourselves in a little corner. Amen. And we're going to heaven. Come on, Jesus. Hurry. No. Everything about the kingdom is expanding. Amen. Amen. It's enlarging. And God, it ain't no secret. Amen. Amen. It ain't something done in the corner. As a matter of fact, the Lord says, if you confess me before men, amen. Sometimes you got to get that word out there. Yeah, they'll contend with you. They'll stand against you. But get that word out there. Amen. Let that word go to work. See, that word will work all by itself, but it got to have a place to work. Amen. It's got to have a place to work. When you speak some things out, sometimes initially it'll feel like, or it seems like contention comes, and you think, man, maybe I shouldn't have said that. No, you were right to say that. God wanted to start some stuff. Amen. He wanted to get at somebody. That's why he put that garden, that atmosphere, right in the earth. Said it right there. Enemy didn't know. See, if the enemy had known, he wouldn't have crucified Jesus. God let him, throw all these blows. He knocked Adam down. Got it. It's mine. Moses was born. He had all the babies killed. All down through history, the enemy was looking, because the word was spoken by God that the seed of the woman is going to bruise your head. Amen. The seed of the woman is coming. And he understood that. So every time there would be something like that, like with Jesus, they killed all those children in Bethlehem trying to get Jesus. But see, God is always a day ahead. Always. See, it might not seem like it. It seemed like people say, I got away by the skin of my teeth. No, you didn't. God had you all the time. A narrow escape. No, God had your escape plan long before you got there. It just seemed like you just got away. Amen. So, do we have the picture now? The atmosphere of heaven dropped into the earth realm. The earth restored. But yet there's a realm of darkness. Now, the enemy could not come into the garden, because it was light. It was the atmosphere of heaven. He couldn't come in. So he disguised himself as the serpent, and he couldn't come in there with no beef, making no threats, because he ain't had no authority. He had nothing to work with. God had stripped him of everything. He was a pretender now. Somebody said he wasn't real. All he could do was talk. Now, I want you to catch this, because this is what happens with a lot of saints, and it can hinder you if you let it. The devil had the nerve to tell Eve, if you eat of this tree, God knows in the day that you eat of it, you'll be like him, because you'll know now between good and evil and you'll be wise and all that. And she wound up, you know, eating, of course, and giving it to Adam. But the irony is that they were already like God. See, when the enemy convinces you that you are inadequate, that you need something else. Well, is I just had that? Or is I just was living there? Or whatever. You know, all it's always going to be something else. If I just had another job. If I just had this, or if I just had that, or if I just was that, or if I just went there, it's just, and then you get involved with all that stuff gets on your radar screen. Now you're not focused because you're feeling inadequate. The word tells us that right now we are complete in him. I don't care what struggle you just had. Amen. I don't care what bear you just wrestled with. I don't care what enemy you just faced, what giant just, amen, threatened you right now. Somebody say right now.
Right now.
See how the trick of the enemy from the beginning? God hath not surely said. Get you to wondering. Well, if God was really for me, then why? That's what Gideon said. Then why are we? But see, God was for him from day one. But he had to convince Gideon that he was a mighty man of valor.
Amen.
Let's get this straight, Gideon. Is you is or is you ain't? Gideon was making excuses, just like we do, you know. Well, if the Lord was for us, why all this here going on? Well, it's going on for a reason. Paul told the Corinthians, he said, stop acting like mere men.
Amen.
So sometimes we lower ourselves to the standard of the world. Amen. And we measure ourselves how the world measures stuff. That's not you. Don't even try it. Don't compare yourself to the world. We go by a whole different set of rules.
Amen.
We are governed by the law of the Spirit of life. Amen. If you need, God will work you a miracle.
Amen.
Amen. The world don't have access to that, but God will give you a miracle where he'll get everything right back into order.
Amen.
I'm preaching better than the you know, the response. I'm teaching, preaching better. He will. We have access to that. We, you know, right now we are complete in him. See, tell somebody right now. Tell somebody right now. Tell them, I'm good.
Hallelujah.
You anxious about? Always anxious about something. Always on the edge about something. That's about chill. Tell them, chill and focus. Put all your energies into that desire. Into that hope, into that vision, into that dream. And stop worrying about, well, what about? What about it?
Amen.
What you gonna do about it?
Amen.
Can't do nothing, I won't stop thinking about it.
Amen.
Stop thinking about darkness and just keep saying light be.
Amen.
Light be.
Amen.
Light be. Keep your eyes on the light. Sometimes things take a little dip. Sometimes they take little turns in that. But don't stop confessing over it because it took a turn.
Amen. Amen.
And it don't look like it's going. No, stay with your confession. Because it's a law that supersedes whatever happened there.
Amen.
You're talking about quantum physics. You're talking about stuff where God will go down into the cellular thing.
Amen.
And turn stuff around. I don't care what the physician said. God, what did God say? the creator of the body and the anatomy. God can go down in there and create something, and they don't know how in the world that happened, and never will know how. Because the word is sharp, it's quick, it's powerful. It divides asunder soul and spirit, joints and marrows, thoughts and intentions. In other words, God gets to the nitty gritty. The word can change anything. It's quick, it's life-giving, it's sharp, it's powerful. So at any point in time, things can change for us. I said, it can change, right? It can change overnight. It can change instantly. I'm telling you, get ready. God has given me a prophetic word. I ain't free to release it now, but get ready. Some stuff is coming towards you. Amen. Amen. It's going to overtake you. Amen. Tell somebody, get ready for it. Ready. It's coming, and it's coming fast. Amen. I said, it's coming fast. And it's going to come in quantities. Get yourself ready. Amen. Don't while away your time. Amen. Get your mind ready, because your mind going to have to be altered for the high spiritual traffic that's going to start taking place. You're going to start getting wearied in your mind. Lord Jesus. All right. So, God places the atmosphere of heaven and the earth to actually start a fight, to take somebody out. All right? So their place to rule. See, God didn't place them in the garden and give them dominion instead of God, but because of God. Amen. See, don't ever get to thinking, well, God give you something and he ain't included. No, it's not instead of God. It's because of God. Amen. Amen. Don't ever forget that. Amen. So their dominion or their rule, their place of rule, how they ruled and governed in the garden was from their overflow of intimacy with God. Amen. See, you don't just get in the atmosphere and go to tilling the garden and forget about God. No, God would come. I mean, how many know God is our source? Amen. You know, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week. Amen. W-E-A-K. Amen. So, understand, that's our source. Amen. All the time, that's our source. You never unplug from the source. Amen. Amen. It's not instead of God. When God put more money in your hand than you've ever had, it ain't instead of God. Amen. It's because of God. Amen. And you're going to need to know how to spend it, where to put it, how to multiply it. Amen. And not just run off with it. Amen. Well, brother so-and-so, I don't know. On the way, since he bought that jet. Yeah, the other side of the city, postcards from the other side of the world. No, it's not instead of God. Our rule, listen, this is the law first. Our rule, how we keep the atmosphere of heaven, is our rule is from the overflow of our intimacy with God. It's from the overflow. See, there's got to be an overflow. Not just, you know, going on fumes, but an overflow. That's how we rule. That's how we minister. That's how we do what we do. It's from the overflow. If you always ruling and working from your reserves, after a while, you ain't going to have no reserves. Amen. You're going to be on empty. You're going to be burned out, mad at everybody, Amen. Mad with God. But it's from our overflow. Our source is God.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church,
contact us at 772-465-0000.